The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the ACB.org website. Dots and Dashes has several interesting things to announce, including the nominees solicited for the Audio Description Project Awards. FCC is seeking comments for an audio description waiver petition. Senate Bill 1260 amends the Endless Frontier Act to allow accessible autonomous vehicles. The Blind Abilities website has a great transcript about the Unified English Braille Workbook by Roberta Becker. You can listen to the podcast or read the full transcript there. Cool Blind Tech has a couple of pieces about grocery shopping. Rosie and Trader Joe's have news for the blind. So let's get started. Dots and Dashes, April 30th, 2021, from ACB.org. 2021 AD Awards call for nominations. The Audio Description Project recognizes outstanding contributions to the field of audio description through the Audio Description Awards. The call for nominations ends on Sunday, May 23, 2021, with winners announced during a plenary general session of the American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention in July 2021. To learn more about the award categories and how to submit nominations, visit https://acb.org/2021-adp-awards-nominations. ACB Job Posting Administrative Assistant. Join the ACB team. ACB's Alexandria, Virginia office is looking for applicants for a part-time administrative assistant position. For more details, visit the website, https://www.acb.org/jobs#admin-assst-alexandria-va. Employee Announcement, Manager of Communications. The American Council of the Blind is proud to announce the newest member of our team, Jennifer Flatt. On May 10th, Jennifer will join us as Manager of Communications. She will support Tony Stevens, Director of Development, with overseeing the creation and execution of a content management strategy across all communication channels, designed to maximize cross-promotion, expand ACB reach, and increase membership. To learn more about Jennifer, visit https://acb.org/manager-communications-announcement-2021. American Council of the Blind letter supporting Senate Bill 1260. ACB is a nationwide, member-driven advocacy organization that strives to increase the security, independence, economic opportunity, and quality of life for people who are blind and experiencing vision loss. Eliminating barriers to transportation and enhancing independent travel are critical to ensuring people with disabilities are integrated in our communities and have equal opportunities to move freely. For these reasons, ACB strongly supports the inclusion and passage of Senate 1260 as an amendment to the Endless Frontier Act as offered by Senators Peters and Thun, which would incentivize American companies to test and develop accessible autonomous vehicles. To read ACB's letter of support for Senate Bill 1260, visit https://acb.org/support-letter-S1260. ACB Advocacy Update, Autonomous Vehicle Industry Panel. On this week's episode of the ACB Advocacy Update, we revisit a presentation from the ACB DC Leadership Conference. Ron Brooks, former chair of the ACB Transportation and Advocacy Steering Committee, moderates a conversation with industry leaders incorporating accessibility in autonomous vehicle design, testing, and development, including Eric Danko, Director of Federal Affairs, Cruz, George Ivanov, Head of International Policy and Government Affairs, Waymo, and Dave Furukawa, co-founder of Foresight Augmented Reality. Listen via your favorite podcast player or online at https://tinyurl.com/ywdkzf83. Sunday edition, Mother's Day. The Mother's Day Sunday edition will feature great moms in the ACB community. If you know a mom you consider to be amazing, please send a short testimonial to celebrationace@aol.com. The host of Sunday Edition, Anthony Corona, will read the testimonials on the show and will also be interviewing a selection of submission applicants during this episode. FCC seeks comments for TBS AD waiver request. On April 29, 2021, the FCC released a public notice seeking comment on TBS's petition for limited waiver of the requirement to provide 87.5 hours of audio-described programming per calendar quarter. Warner Media is requesting this waiver for TBS because the audio description rerun rule does not adequately count the full quantity of audio description aired by TBS. ACB encourages all interested parties to file comments in support of the TBS waiver request. Comments are due by June 1, 2021, and reply comments are due by June 14, 2021. For instructions on how to submit comments and to learn more details, visit https://acb.org/fcc-comments-tbs-ad-waiver. Microsoft 5-year commitment. This week, Microsoft announced they are launching a 5-year commitment to help bridge the disability divide, the gap in societal inclusion for the more than 1 billion people with disabilities globally. Microsoft is doubling down to expand what is possible with accessible technology, opening doors for disabled talent to enter the workforce and continuing their journey of disability inclusion in the workplace. Learn more by visiting https://tinyurl.com/3nj4pmbb. Amtrak compensation claims. People with mobility disabilities who encountered inaccessible Amtrak stations can now begin submitting claims for monetary compensation. Claims must be submitted by May 29, 2021. Visit https://AmtrakDisabilitySettlement.com/ to find out if you're qualified for a compensation refund. Amtrak created the compensation fund as part of a settlement with the Department of Justice, DOJ, which found the railroad had engaged in disability discrimination violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. Under the agreement, Amtrak will fix inaccessible stations and pay $2.25 million to victims hurt by inaccessibility at 78 stations. To learn more, visit https://www.dlcv.org/AmtrakAMTRAK. Here is a summary of the podcast on blindabilities.com regarding Unified English Braille, UEB, Practice Sentences, Comprehensive, Ready to Use, and Fun, a new book from Roberta Becker. Show summary, introducing a new Braille book for teachers of the blind, visually impaired, TBVI, parents and others who wish to instruct blind students in learning Unified English Braille, UEB. The book was written by one of our guests, Roberta Becker. She joins Jeff Thompson in the Blind Abilities Studio, along with her colleague, Lori Scharf, S-C-H-A-R-F-F. Roberta and Lori chat about a variety of topics, ranging from the implementation and description of the new Unified English Braille, UEB, to many of the specific changes that it brought about for Braille readers, and how those changes are covered in Roberta's book. Roberta is a Library of Congress certified Braille transcriber and a teacher of children with visual impairments. Her brand is Actual Tactuals Braille, and her book is entitled Unified English Braille, UEB, Practice Sentences. For details about her book and how to get it for your child or your child's school, be sure to check out her website at actualtactuals.com. Feel free to contact Roberta with any questions by email or by phone at 516-434-1506. Below is information from Roberta's website. Unified English Braille Practice Sentences comes in print and Braille for both students and teachers, sighted or blind. This book can be used to teach remotely or in class. Suggestions on Roberta's website will explain how these books can be used remotely. The book is available in hard copy Braille, so you don't need to emboss anything. It is effective for children in mid-first grade until high school and beyond. Yes, they should know the alphabet first, but there is practice for writing the letters provided in the book. This book can be used to teach appropriate level Braille contractions, beginning with alphabetic word signs, and it easily and systematically teaches the UEB contractions to students of all ages. This is not just a review book. It is very easy to follow, a TVI's go-to book. There is a lot of practice in reading and writing for each contraction, with 3 to 40 sentences for each contraction. Most sentences use multiple contractions for additional practice and to build confidence. A contraction progress chart helps you keep track of the contractions that your student knows. When you find a contraction that the student doesn't know, simply locate that contraction in the book and give practice on it. No contraction will be in those sentences unless it was presented in a previous lesson. Again, a contraction is never used unless it was presented in a previous lesson. You can also choose the level that you would like to work at, from the beginning reader to advanced reader, and anywhere in between. This book is very easy for teachers to use. Everything is done for you, from planning to preparing Braille materials. It is very beneficial and even fun for the students. You will use these books throughout your career for teaching Braille reading, Braille writing, proofreading, keyboarding, spelling of Braille contractions, and use of electronic Braille displays. So basically, you will use it with a student from elementary through high school. This book is being used successfully by TVIs in public and private schools, schools for the blind, universities for teaching TVIs, and also by transcribers in the United States. It is also used by schools and/or universities in Canada, UK, Australia, New Zealand, and Africa. Here is one teacher's review of the book. This book is a gem. It is well organized and user-friendly for both teacher and student. The book enables learners to build confidence in recognizing contractions, Braille characters, and acquire fluency as they read or write sentences. As the book progresses, students have continued exposure to contractions already learned while continuing to build new skills. The book highlights correct usage of contractions and simplifies rules for using contractions such as EA versus ER. My student loved this book and enjoyed the challenges presented throughout the text. The layout of the book also provides an easy reference for teachers like me, who after an almost 10-year lull had to relearn Braille. The simulated Braille paired on the opposite pages from the printed material facilitates access and offers a convenient way for teachers or other individuals to check written work for accuracy. As an added benefit, this book also serves as a resource for symbols used in math, computers, and other venues. If you're interested in finding out more, please visit the website www.actualtactuals.com. Contact your state services. If you reside in Minnesota and you would like to know more about transition services from state services, contact Transition Coordinator Sheila Koenig, K-O-E-N-I-G, by email or contact her via phone at 651-539-2361. Contacts for Blind Abilities, you can follow us on Twitter at Blind Abilities, on the web at www.blindabilities.com. Send us an email at the hot link. Get the free Blind Abilities app on the App Store and Google Play Store. Check out the Blind Abilities community on Facebook, the Blind Abilities page, and the career resources for the blind and visually impaired group. From Cool Blind Tech, Rosie incorporates accessibility to online grocery shopping. Posted May 3rd. E-commerce provider Rosie has met specific criteria to ensure people with disabilities can use its online platform, the company said in an emailed press release last Thursday. What is Rosie and what are some of its accessibility features? Rosie, which serves independent grocers and wholesalers, highlighted several of its accessibility features, including compatibility with screen reader technology, a high contrast option, and the ability to shop and place orders with the use of a keyboard. Additionally, the e-commerce platform also allows shoppers to remove moving images, also known as GIFs, G-I-Fs. How did Rosie incorporate accessibility onto its platform? Rosie said it is one of the first grocery e-commerce providers to meet level AA of the World Wide Web Consortium's Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. The e-commerce provider also said it scored 100 out of 100 in the accessibility mode and 98 out of 100 in default mode for Lighthouse, a tool for improving web page quality. Approximately 61 million U.S. adults, or 26%, have some type of disability, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Retailers are increasingly paying attention to compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. An emphasis on accessibility is gaining traction in the grocery industry now that the pandemic has caused e-commerce adoption to leap ahead. Online accessibility still remains a murky legal area. As the number of website inaccessibility lawsuits grows, grocers and e-commerce providers in recent years have faced legal action over alleged ADA violations. Have there been any improvements to in-store shopping? In addition to the online space, some grocers are also looking to make their in-store shopping more accessible. For example, Trader Joe's teamed up with life skills app Magnus Mode on virtual card decks that assist people with autism and other cognitive and intellectual disabilities with in-store shopping. And speaking of Trader Joe's, also posted May 3rd, grocery store partners with app to support shoppers with autism. Trader Joe's has partnered with life skills app Magnus Mode to offer special branded cards that help shoppers with autism and other cognitive and intellectual disabilities navigate its stores, according to a press release, which is a hot link available at coolblindtech.com. Although millions of U.S. consumers consider grocery shopping to be a routine experience, individuals with autism and other cognitive and intellectual disabilities can find the process to be an overwhelming mix of information and sensory cues. How does the Magnus Mode app work? The app contains 5 card decks that highlight different parts of shopping, like the sensory experience inside stores and checking out. The digital cards are made to help guide users through tasks they might otherwise find overwhelming. Magnus Mode aims to break down the shopping process into easy-to-follow steps that help users know what to expect and allow them to practice beforehand. In the Trader Joe's card deck for sensory experiences in the store, it notes that shoppers can expect to hear various sounds while in the store, including customers talking, cash registers beeping, and receipts printing. Another card under checking out your items states that if shoppers have a lot of bags at checkout, a store employee will offer to help carry them out and provides 2 possible answers a user can give when asked. The other 3 card decks go over how to read a product label, what to expect while shopping during the pandemic, and how to shop with a list. What are some of the benefits to this resource? Offering this resource could help Trader Joe's become a destination for individuals with autism spectrum disorder, which the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says is diagnosed in 1 in 54 U.S. children. It also projects an image of inclusiveness for the broader Trader Joe's shopping community. You might also, what was the inspiration behind the app? Magnus Mode founder and president Nadia Hamilton started off creating hand-drawn guides for her brother, Troy, outlining everyday tasks. Today, the company offers digitized card decks that outline tasks like brushing teeth, cleaning the house, and making trips to places like the bank, the library, and to local restaurants. Companies like Colgate, A&W Restaurants, and the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce have sponsored cards outlining these tasks. Grocery stores can be challenging places for individuals with autism, but the basic necessity of buying food and the simple pleasure of selecting what you plan to eat is vital for all people, Hamilton said in the press release. Where can we find the app? Magnus Cards by Magnus Mode is available for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play. The Trader Joe's Magnus Cards can be found in the app's shopping section. From FamilyConnect.org, summer camps and programs for children who are blind or visually impaired. Camp is really cool. No one there cares that I have problems seeing. Everyone has problems seeing, so we can all get what it's about. We do neat things like camp out overnight in the woods and make our own breakfast over a fire. As 12-year-old Lonnie shared her camping experience with her parents, she had a huge smile on her face. Though she's fully included in her public school program during the year, going to a camp for visually impaired children each summer gives Lonnie a chance to meet other kids with visual impairments and share common experiences. There are various types of camps. The one that's right for your child depends on her interests or his. Some focus on a particular sport, others on creative activities such as drama or music, and many offer a broad range of outdoor and indoor activities, so there's something for everyone. You'll find camps throughout the United States designed specifically for children with visual impairments that have the same wide array of activities. See the Family Connect directories, list of summer day camps, and after-school programs for children who are blind or visually impaired. Summer fun has benefits. Spending a week, a month, or the whole summer with other children who have visual impairments gives your child a chance to meet a wide range of kids, to make new friends, and to find mentors and role models among the counselors or older campers. Your child may also become a role model for the younger children and benefit from that experience as well. Camping also gives your child a chance to learn new skills in a setting that focuses on cooperation more than competition, where all the kids have similar challenges to overcome. Many camps have specially trained staff to teach young campers how to use adapted techniques to learn athletic skills such as rock climbing and swimming, and to use their tactile senses in creative activities such as ceramics and wood carving. At camp, your child can feel that he or she is just one of the gang because all the kids around them are visually impaired too. On a level playing field, they may be more adventurous and willing to try new games and sports. Finding a summer camp. Your child's educational team members are probably familiar with camps in your area and can recommend one. If not, check with your state's special school or school for the blind, commission for the blind, or other state agency serving people with visual impairments. Many camps are supported in part by Lions Clubs, so your local chapter is another possible source of information. And as mentioned above, Family Connect maintains a list of summer and day camps and after-school programs as well. In addition to sleepaway camps, there are locally sponsored summer day camps for children with visual impairments. These programs may combine recreational activities such as swimming, bowling, dance, and arts and crafts with learning activities related to the expanded core curriculum. Many summer camps and day programs are free or inexpensive. If the program in your area costs more than you can afford, consider getting in touch with your local Lions Club or a national organization serving persons with visual impairments to determine if they provide financial help. Whether your child goes to sleepaway camp or a day camp, the experience is likely to have a valuable, long-term impact on their growth and development. You may be anxious about them being away from home, and you may miss them, but you're likely to find that you're glad you gave it a try. Here is a recap of the summer camps that I read about last week from NFB.org, NFBEQ, the National Federation of the Blind Engineering Quotient Program, is a week-long summer engineering program for blind and low-vision teens from around the United States, jam-packed with fun and learning. Participants spend each day engaged in activities designed to strengthen their knowledge of engineering, as well as their problem-solving abilities. In the evenings, participants explore the local community and participate in various recreational activities. Throughout the week, participants will forge new friendships while increasing their self-confidence and independence. Important 2021 program update. This year, NFBEQ will be held virtually due to the safety threat from the COVID-19 pandemic. Your health and safety remain our top priority. NFBEQ Online will be held July 5th through 30th, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Participants will receive all needed materials. Applications are now open. Deadline to apply, May 10th. Apply today. Well, that deadline passed. Darn. From APH.org, the Virtual Excel Camp, EXCEL. We are preparing for summer. So much has happened, and the Virtual Excel Academy held 84 expanded core curriculum lessons during the school year to help supplement our students across the United States, as well as to provide vision professionals ideas and give pre-service teachers an opportunity to see instruction in action. The American Printing House for the Blind, APH, is now preparing to offer the Virtual Excel Camp from mid-June through mid-August. The Virtual Excel Camp will include a live hour at 2 o'clock Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and is free to all registrants. Our target audience will continue to be students with vision loss. Also included are 5 at-home extension activities for the camp theme and with the camp supplies that will be sent to the student. The virtual Excel camp will be separated by age groups. We will continue to record these sessions so all have the opportunity to learn. Please register your students with their needs and levels in mind. A grant from a Hearst Foundation is providing students from across the United States of America an APH product that will be used during camp, so we need registrations completed early. For students to receive items in time for camp, they must have registered for their session at least 4 weeks prior to the camp's start date. Those that register after that date are still welcome to attend. We would suggest working with your teacher of students with visual impairments to procure the product for use during camp, as all items are available through federal quota. The last recap is from LeaderDog.org, Virtual Summer Experience Camp, Leader Dogs for the Blind, presented by AAA, the Auto Club Group, June 21st through 25th, 2021. Application deadline, May 17th. Teens 14 to 17 years old in the United States and Canada can expect an awesome lineup of virtual activities. Just like our traditional camp, we will be exploring mobility options like guide dog travel, building leadership skills, and developing relationships with peers. Zoom will be used as our conferencing platform for 2 one-hour virtual sessions each day at 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Teens can look forward to a Q&A session with a guide dog mobility instructor, a game session, and lots more. Presenters will include orientation and mobility instructors, guide dog mobility instructors, and some special surprise guests as well. And finally, in North Carolina, we have nclionscampdogwood.org. Program North Carolina's Camp Dogwood, the summer destination for the visually impaired and blind. Who may apply? We encourage adult residents of North Carolina with blindness and visual impairment to apply for our program. At a minimum, an applicant must be visually impaired, which is defined as vision of 20/70 with the best correction. Applicants are required to provide their own self-care. Applicants needing assistance with self-care may bring a caregiver with them to attend camp. This is a recreational program, not a nursing or care facility. Applicants must be able to eat, bathe, dress, and toilet themselves independently. Persons wishing to apply who need personal care assistance are required to bring a caregiver with them. Sighted individuals may apply to accompany campers as a caregiver, spouse, companion, legal guardian, or minor child of the camper. A nurse is on staff throughout the summer. The nurse is available to assist with medication administration, blood sugar monitoring, and blood pressure monitoring. Blind or visually impaired youth accompanied by a parent or guardian are welcome. Campers with service dogs only are welcome. Out-of-state campers may be accepted on a space available basis. Special pricing applies to out-of-state campers. Please contact the camp office for details. Weekly sessions. 9 weekly overnight sessions are available. We serve up to 90 campers per session. Campers arrive on Sunday afternoon between 1 and 5 p.m. and depart the following Friday no later than 10 a.m. Your stay includes a 2-person guest room, all keep meals, and all activities. Room requests are not guaranteed. You may request a specific roommate. If you do not select a roommate, a one will be assigned to you. On the Sunday evening of your arrival, we will have an orientation session with introductions of all staff and campers. Starting Monday morning, the activities commence. You may choose to participate as much or as little as you like. Some attendees enjoy trying as many options as possible, while others prefer to relax on our porches in our many rocking chairs. Unlike a children's camp, your experience here is directed by you. Camp activities, waterfront. We are located on Lake Norman in a large picturesque cove. We have a large dock with boats and a beach area in front of our lodge. Our waterfront activities include boat rides, fishing, swimming, and tubing. Boating is a camper favorite. I ran out of room, but there are a lot more things offered at campdogwood.org. So be sure to listen next week on Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Vision News. This program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Our number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.